Kuyajabulisa kakhulu ukubona amasenator afana lo Senator Pugin akwazi ukuthi bamele abantu eParliament bangaphombi ukuvumelana lento yonke nje ephoselwa nguhulumende. Yiyo esithi yi-true opposition ke le esiyibonayo yenziwe nguPugin ngokuchallenja uZiyambe. Okwesibili, kuliqiniso ukuthi uMnangagwa akaka replace uVice President Muhadi, and kuyasimangaza thina abaningi ngoba traditionally vele uVice President ngumuntu ophuma emathebheleleland, into okwavunyelwana layo ngesikhathi sabo se-unity agreement labomqabuko uJoshua Nkomo ukuthi uVice President uzophuma emathebheleland kuzapho. So by default umuntu wasemathebheleland ma engu-vice president kusho ukuthi abantu bemathebheleland bale representation ku-presidium, and ngakho-ke since uMuhadi waxotshwa noma ngathi waresigna ngezikandali zakhe, abantu bemathebheleland abaselalo i-representative ku-presidium, okuyinto ebalulekileyo ngoba i-development yemathebheleland lakho konke nje intuthuko yabantu at least kumele kube nomuntu oyikhulumelayo ezingeni eliphezulu likahulumende ku-government. So ludaba oluhle kakhulu engilizwe uPugene luveza lapha, and njalo futhi ngimzwe lwela labesifazane.
Kahle kahle moyo, ibandla lenu limi ngaphi kudaba lwebhilile? Ngoba sibonele sehlukana ku-House of Assembly, omakhuphe besala ukuyivotela la ku-Senate, sizwa kuthiwa lidabukene phakathi ibandla lenu.
Mina ngeke ngikwazi ukukhulumela iposition yeparty kule amendment bill number 2 njengoba ngingasu spokesman weparty. Lami ngibona ama observation afana lawakho onalawo ukuthi ukuvota esikubone kusenzeka ku-National Assembly la ku-Senate kuhlukene phakathi kwabantu be-MDCT. I think kodwa ku-Senate ngibone abaningi bevumelana ukuthi hayi abayisapoti i-amendment bill le number 2, even though abanye bebesithi kukhona okuthize kuleyo amendment esingathi sivumelana lakho, okufana loku-increase i-quota yabomama le-youth ku-representation. Kodwa vele into ku-constitution yacho ukuthi gender parity, abantu besifazana babe fully represented in the same manner lamadoda. Going back to amendment bill number 2 lo, sibonile ukuthi bekungela kuzwana ngingatsho kuma kuyo ku-National Assembly ikakhulu ngoba kulabanye ku-MDCT ababona kungathi kufanele ukuthi bavumelane lokwenziwa yizano. From a political point of view, thina si-opposition. Yes, hayi ukuthi siphombuku-opposa for the sake of opposing, kodwa kukhona ezinye izinto esingeke sivumelane lazo esizibone zikule amendment bill, ezifana lokhetho lwamajaji, ngoba siyibona thina kuyinto ephazamisa idemokhrasi.